A constitutional amendment dealing with crime victims might have a familiar ring. Illinois voters first approved one back in 1992, but for 6 years, advocates have been pushing for an expansion. In 2008, Attorney General Lisa Madigan convened a series of discussions across Illinois. Activists say they heard a flood of complaints. Families not consulted before prosecutors negotiated plea bargains, victims not told when an offender violated probation, or victims blocked from reading impact statements before sentencing. Many of these problems would seem to have been addressed in the 1992 constitutional amendment, but advocates say those rights have too often been ignored.
They've never had an enforcement mechanism.
Polly Poskin heads the Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
So what that meant is there was never a remedy. So had a right been violated, the victim really didn't have standing. She didn't have the opportunity, or he didn't have the opportunity to address the court to redress the grievance.
The constitutional amendment that goes before voters in November would give victims the legal power to assert their rights in court and requires judges to promptly rule on such a request. For several years, this change was opposed by prosecutors. Back in 2012, Matt Jones, a lobbyist for state's attorneys, played a role in getting the measure blocked in a House committee. Fast forward 2 years and several rounds of negotiations, and prosecutors have shifted their position to neutral.
Critical to the victim's community was the specific granting of standing to assert their rights, and that gave them a direct pipeline to appellate review, which was very important to them.
But the final language does not give victims the right to an attorney, particularly not a court-appointed attorney. Jones says that was prosecutors' big concern all along, that victims would try to grab too great a role in how cases are handled.
It says that they have standing. It says that they are not a party. It says that it does not interfere with our constitutional, statutory rights, duties, responsibilities.
But not everyone is sold. The Illinois State Bar Association remains opposed to the measure. The group's Jim Covington says one of his biggest concerns is philosophical.
We don't like legislating by constitutional amendment.
In other words, this kind of thing should be dealt with in state law, not the Constitution, where mistakes are hard to correct. Covington acknowledges that courthouses can be rough places, where judges are sometimes brusque. But the system is overburdened as it is, and he worries about the unknown consequences of this kind of change.
What does the victim do with the additional rights they're given? I mean, does he or she gang up with the prosecutor? I mean, we just don't know. We're pretty big on certainty with the criminal justice system because of the post-judgment litigation can go on for years. We have a pretty sorry record of wrongful convictions in this state.
Covington also says there's a common misperception among victims that prosecutors are my lawyer. It's worth noting that criminal cases are not titled so-and-so victim versus defendant Smith, but rather the people versus defendant Smith. Prosecutors are supposed to represent the best interests of society, even if it's not what a victim wants. Backers of expanding constitutional rights for crime victims are traveling the state, holding press conferences and meeting with newspaper editorial boards. If the overwhelming success of the measure in the House and Senate is any indication, they will not have a tough sell with voters. After all, who wants to vote against victims of crime? Yet it's worth remembering that most laws have unintended consequences. And as shown by the 22 years that have elapsed since the first Crime Victims Bill of Rights, when it comes to changing the Constitution, opportunities for do-overs are hard to come by. I'm Brian Mackey.